It's got you all fired up.
Yeah, I'm trying to assess all of the things that are going on in the world as we start another week here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Rich McFadden and my other friend Jennifer Horn. Got a couple of good hugs from Jennifer this weekend, Richie. It was okay. It was A-okay.
She's a nice hugger.
She is a good hugger. Excellent hugger.
Yeah. It's good reasons to why.
Hug, yeah. At least. It's good to be hugged. It's good to hug and be hugged. So let's get started with the good news from the weekend, the good things going on.
Good news blowing in your window.
Was Gaddafi dead when we were on the air on Friday?
He was. Yeah. He had just died.
Just died.
Breaking news.
Right. Yeah. It was breaking news.
Yeah.
So how many people consider, in the issue department anyway, the fact that Gaddafi is dead to be a good thing? I think most people
I'll raise my hand to that.
Yeah, right. Okay. He's gone. So next up, the story of a Wisconsin firefighter that we have here at DougSteffen.com today, who didn't know what to do when one of his fellow firefighters brought an unconscious dog out of a burning house. So he tried something that he'd seen on television, giving the dog mouth-to-mouth, or actually mouth-to-snout. What do we call it? It's mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, right?
Right.
So mouth-to-snout resuscitation, it ended up saving the dog's life.
Cool.
The dog survived because this fireman, and see, I have a lot of these, I have people who are firefighters don't like me a lot because I think that, for the most part, big fire departments, big fire teams are not necessary. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the ones who are good and necessary are good and necessary. And this is an example. And you can say, well, what's the big deal? It's only a dog.
Mm.
Yeah, tell that to the dog's owner, or tell that to any of us who are dog owners. There's a
whose house just burned up.
Yeah, or down. By the way, what is the correct way of referencing a house? Does it burn up or does it burn down?
Burn down.
Yeah.
Is because, to me, that kind of insinuates that it's like down to the foundation.
Yeah,
on the ground.
And I wasn't sure whether it was just a little fire or a big fire.
It was a pretty big fire.
Okay, so the house burned down.
The house burned down. But isn't that interesting how we use our language? The house burns up or the house burns down? You've heard the expression.
Yeah, it's all burned up.
And I don't know, frankly, what the I'm a grammarian of sorts. And I'm not sure what the right reference is. I would have to refer or defer to my daughter on that one, I think. All right?
How about just if you just change the whole thing? You know, like Porky Pig, when he couldn't say a word, he just said something else?
What did he say?
You know.
Two words.
Stutter.
Pot on fire.
Joe, is that what you would say?
Right. It was, here it is.
Debilitating fire.
Engulfed in flames.
There you go.
How's it like
there
that when the news media say, the house or building was engulfed in flames?
Yes.
Okay.
See, Porky. That makes you feel better.
Yeah. By the way, check out today's video at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of dogs, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes you have to make your own fun. Here's a Jack Russell Terrier playing fetch with himself. And it is a guaranteed smile turner. Smile at this dog who played fetch with himself. You ever had that? Actually, Charlotte would do that.
Yeah, a cat used to do it.
Yeah, he can do that. Your dog can do that.
Yeah, he'd throw it and go get it.
This would be an example. My dog's better than your dog. Yeah, they are good. Last night when I got home back to the farm, Charlotte was out at one end of the... I'd stopped at the barn to find out what was going on, and Charlotte was at the other end of the barn, and I hollered, and it makes the whole trip worthwhile. As sad as I was, I think I told you on the air, when I kissed her goodbye as I left Wednesday night, she was just kind of moaning, and you could tell she always gets mopey, but she was actually moaning, kind of. And so she tore through the barn to get to the other end. And looking at that, whenever you see your dog do that sort of thing, it just makes the whole thing,
dog's funny.
Yeah.
But I will leave my house, lock the front door, walk 10 feet, realize I forgot something.
And come back
in? Walk back in, and he's sitting there wagging like I've been gone for a week.
I know. Somebody said dogs don't have a sense of time. I don't know if that's true or not. makes no difference. We love them.
I guess animals probably don't. Love unless them. They wear their new wristwatches. Yeah. Maybe we can come up with something.
A doggy wristwatch. Yeah. That's it. Okay, so here's a couple. This is from the... I don't know, good news is how you would couch this. I think I said on the air on Friday that I, and Thursday too, that I went to Los Angeles to do three things. One of them was to have my son's birthday party. Another was to participate in a Talkers Magazine event that took place on Thursday at the Steve Allen Theater. And the third thing was to sort of set up my house, which I haven't been in for a year and a half. And so I'm driving around. I decided that I would pick up a birthday cake on my way over to Brendan's to have. We had. He decided he wanted Richie exquisite pizza for his birthday lunch. So we got. He actually went and got it, and for the first time ever, I think he paid for it. I'm not sure. About
really?
That. Yeah.
Wow, for his own birthday.
Yeah. Wow.
So I stopped at this little bakery. When coming from where I am in Santa Monica Canyon, around through. I go through Brentwood to get over to the 405 or the 10 or to get on the other side of the 405. So there's this little village in Brentwood, and how would you describe them, Jennifer? There's a lot of action, a lot of activity, a lot of money.
Activity,
yeah,
correct.
A lot of celebrity. Okay, so I parked in the post office parking lot, walked across the street, and went into this little bakery known for having great pies and cakes and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And who's standing in line to get a sandwich but Arnold?
Really?
And Arnold's there. And you know what? It's very...
Extra bacon, please.
People, he's short, isn't he? I told you.
He's about my height. I sort
you think the Terminator
resist.
Is going to be 7 feet tall. Yeah, and he's just right. normal. You're
but
like,
the reason I bring this up is not to discuss necessarily the pros and cons of celebrity, but what people expect. Why wouldn't Arnold, some people would think, oh, he actually goes out and gets his own lunch, or he actually stops and picks up a sandwich someplace. Why would you think that he would not? I walked out the door and Jennifer Aniston's driving a black Range Rover. She almost ran me over. We're trying to find a parking.
That sounds like
space.
A place to hang. Right
and now. Then I'm looking at a picture yesterday from one of the sites that we always are using. It's a picture of Catherine Hagel stopping at a gas station in Santa Monica pumping gas.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that people don't think that these folks, just because they make their living, what, you think that they hire somebody to go fill up their gas tank?
Yes,
or they don't drive themselves around, huh?
Especially the non-diva ones. I have a hard time imagining that Jennifer Lopez pumps her gas, but I could see Catherine Hagel doing
right.
it.
Right. Yeah, really? I don't know. It's a white car. I can't tell what kind of a car it is. But why? So... just because they're fairly well known, why does that preclude them from doing what everybody else does? I don't get it. But then, no. We have this celebrity thing. We have a real celebrity thing in our country. And I don't know. I think England duplicates it. I don't know if the rest of the world does or not. Much as I've talked. Yeah, I guess maybe they do. There's American celebrities, when they're overseas, especially in Asia... Japan. It's a big, big, big deal. Speaking of big deals, I am very happy to be able to tell you stories about Sea Crane Radios, the Sea Crane Radio people.
Good stuff.
Oh, my God. This is something we were talking about this at the seminar on Thursday. How many of you listen to this program on an AM radio station? Raise your hands. I'm betting we have, now? About two-thirds of the people listening to this program are women. And the people who are listening to the program, men or women, get frustrated because most of the stations that carry this program, most of the conversation, although it's migrating to the FM band a little bit, are on AM stations. How many of you go nuts when you listen or you try to find, whether it's car radio or radio at home, wherever it is, go nuts trying to find a good radio that will be able to give you the quality that you want when you're listening to your favorite radio programs? It's maddening. Richie just said it. Just crazy stuff. I'm looking at the incredible premium CC Radio 2, which automatically holds and tunes in AM signals better than any other radio. Christmas is coming. I didn't joke on that.
Well,
the first Christmas station's playing Christmas music.
Yeah.
I can say this.
They're there.
The CC Radio 2 comes with the twin coil ferrite antenna, which is built for the best possible AM reception. Distant stations. You know, I think, as a kid, grew up listening to WBZ here in Boston. The tower is down in Hull, 30-some-odd miles away. Clearest signal possible back in the good old days. Now there are other stations around. And other stations that I'm on when I'm listening around, I hear this, and I know how frustrating it is. So you need a station. You need a radio that will get the stations that you want to listen to. Now, this is not just an AM radio. The CC Radio 2 is an FM, excellent FM. It's something that you can use at any time. Is your emergency radio something you can get two ham bands, keep you informed during any local disasters or hurricanes? That's what this radio is about. The CC Radio 2 has ham bands and the weather band so that weather alerts, you can be updated on local weather in an emergency.
The TV, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine has a TV band, so I can listen to the TV. Like, if I go outside, I can listen to the baseball game or whatever.
If you love radio, call this number now, 800-522-8863. Call C. Crane at 800-522-8863. You can visit C. Crane online at ccradio.com. You've heard other people talk about these radios, how great they are. Satisfy yourself. And you'll, by the way, get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane at 800-522-8863 or online at ccradio.com.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
It doesn't matter anyway with women. You can never win because their best friend hates you. And that best friend is Lifetime Network. Everything will be perfectly fine. I leave for a couple of hours. She turns on Lifetime. Then as soon as I get in the door, she's right on top of me. I can't believe you left me while my mama was sick. That didn't even happen to you. That was Sally Field. What about that time I caught you cheating and you faked your own death to get away with it? Why are you bringing up old stuff?
There we go.
Funny. Life.
Achieving excellence.
That Lifetime channel will be the death of us, man.
Stop it.
Every once in a while I watch something that's there.
We're going to have Catherine Bell on the show this week. I'm going to have a word with her.
Are you?
Yeah, she's got it. She's a participant in all of this stuff.
Yes, she is. Catherine Hagel, you can get her on, too, if you'd like, Richie. Let's talk about her. I find fetching.
I'm sure you would.
Achieving excellence in life with thought-provoking, enlightening, inspirational radio. As soon as you find that program, let me know, will you? I'm interested in listening to a program that creates joy and life and love and all that good stuff. You can see I'm into it today. Today is the day I want to get you into the day. Get the day started as your personal coach. How about that, Richie? I'm going to be your personal coach.
I need somebody. Bring it on.
Hey, what do you need?
I need
What's
somebody.
What's the problem?
I need somebody to coach me fiscally.
Really?
Time management.
I'm not sure that I would be the one that does a good job.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Fiscal.
Time management. Yeah, I'm looking 20 years down the road.
Oh, okay.
I got to get my stuff in order.
All right, here's my advice. Take massive and immediate action.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
That's.
I got another question.
That's
Jennifer,
good stuff.
What's your question?
Time management. You're also not the one I would go to for time management.
All right, Jennifer,
what? Those new dog Swatch watches.
Jennifer, what's your problem?
What's my problem?
Yeah, I'm going to help you out right
Relationships.
Now.
Relationships.
Prioritize.
What's not my problem is the better question.
Prioritize, Jennifer. Plan to succeed in your relationships and you'll be all set. All right, who else has got a question? I've just solved Richie's problems and Jennifer's problems. Mm-hmm. I, too, can help you achieve excellence in life by calling 800-510-8255. And you can tell me how that's working.
I have a friend who has an itch.
Has an itch. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. What can we do about that? An itch. Let's see here. Page 117 in the new Doug Steffen book, How to Prioritize Your Life. Know what the itch is.
Oh, good.
Know what causes
know
the itch.
Know your itch.
And then you can fix the itch. You got to know what the itch is, what the origin of the itch is. All right? Is that okay?
You are the great.
By the way, the best way to solve most problems is to have a good four-poster bed.
What?
How many people have got four-poster beds? You didn't know that that was the way to a great night's sleep? Great night's sleep fixes all problems.
You just have to have your mate down, too?
Yeah, right. That's good, Rich. Yeah. All right, here's our 2020 quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure,
ready,
bring it.
Except I'm coughing, but I'm ready too.
This is the anniversary of the opening of the Epcot Center.
Ooh.
Dedicated at Walt Disney World in Florida. Your job for a swell prize, 800-510-8255. What does Epcot stand for? What is Epcot?
Oh, that's a really good question.
What is the Epcot Center? Why do they call it Epcot? 800-510-8255. If you know what the Epcot Center is, now you can say, well, it's... No, I want to know what Epcot is.
Ah.
What does it mean, if you will?
Very cool. I remember this now.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. See, I've coached Rich so well over the years. He can now think for himself. He ties his shoes.
Thank you.
All by himself. Yeah, he does have great recall. Yeah. And he's looking better. He's lost all that weight. Rich, you're a new man. I've saved your life.
Thank you.
My God. Amazing.
Is that something I owe you for?
No, I think I owe you. 800-510-8255. What is Epcot? What does that mean? You'll tell us in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If experiencing culture and history is your goal, you might be able to get everything you're looking for by visiting an estate. In Washington, D.C., the Hillwood Estate Museum and Gardens was purchased by serial heiress Marjorie Meriwether Post to showcase her collection of 18th and 19th century Russian and French art. The property also has extensive gardens. The Winterthur Museum, Garden, and Library was founded by one of the DuPonts, who were integral to the development of the state of Delaware. It has a huge collection of American art and a 60-acre garden. But you know what I really like about this place? It's the book collection. They've got thousands of books dating from the 17th to the early 20th centuries. The Mount Estate and Gardens in Lenox, Massachusetts, was built and designed by Edith Wharton. And what's really cool is that it's part of a consortium. So during the high season, you can purchase an American Icons Pass for discounted admission to the Mount, the Hancock Shaker Village, and the Norman Rockwell Museum. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour, excellence in broadcasting is what Limbaugh says. This is excellence in life. That's what the Good Day program is all about. Richie and Jennifer and I celebrating the last Monday in October. Oh, actually, no, that's not true. Next Monday is Halloween, right? We have one more week. Oh, okay, that's right. So don't be counting this off too quickly there, Mr. Dougster. 800-510-8255. The anniversary of Epcot opening, and what does Epcot say it again? It's a hard word, isn't it? Epcot.
We went there this past winter, and I thought it was going to be a little bit too old for the kids, but they loved it.
Old? What do you mean?
It's not like toddler. Well, I mean, Juliana was 4 and Sean was 7, and I think it's more for 10 and 11 and 12 year olds because it's all about the different countries of the world and stuff. And but I mean, they enjoyed it. There was a lot of stuff for them. It was a lot of fun.
800-510-8255. Jeff is in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. What does Epcot stand for? What does it mean?
It stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Where did you find that? Or did you know that?
I did know that. I've been there about 3 times. It's been a while, but I have been there, and it's just something that stuck with me. And I have heard people call it the City of Tomorrow, but I always thought it was community.
Yeah, community is correct. The Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Disney folks have their fingers on the pulse. The essence of this, as I recall, having heard this any number of times, was to supposedly entertain, inform, and inspire all the things that I hope and I don't mean this facetiously, I really hope that that's what people get out of listening to this radio program. After all, isn't that what it is that stimulates us all? We want to be entertained, we want to be informed, we want to be inspired. And that's, does the Disney philosophy inspire? Is that part of what you get when you go to Disney, or is it just a good time?
I absolutely do. I think it inspires you.
How?
I don't think you can be cranky at Disneyland, or Disney World, wherever.
Yeah.
I think they have it so well planned that it actually inspires you to spend time with your family, to be happy, mm-hmm. to get outside. I think it's a good
brand. We talked about this last week, how well-run Disney is. When we were there, I mean, we used the bus. We stayed inside the parks, but not one of the ones right there. the buses are on time, yeah. Everything is clean, mm-hmm. Everything, there is no...
Good customer service.
Yeah,
there's
good customer service, they're there to please, there is no, so you're not stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, you really do.
I don't think anything's as good as some people ever think it is, but I think in terms of the measurement that you're using there is you are right.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of people, I don't know if a lot is the right word.
The lines can be an issue.
Always, yeah, lines, yeah. Plus it's not a perfect place for the employees, but for the most part, if you have that happy attitude, you'd like to think that it was genuine. Wouldn't you, Jeff? If you're involved and you go someplace like that, you'd like to think that whatever you're getting is the genuine article. Wouldn't you like to?
Oh, of course. I really do like the cultural aspect and certainly the science piece of it as well.
Yeah, right. The thing I like or love about Disney is that many of the exhibits or any of the things you go to, you can actually learn something. I'm
absolutely
big on that. It's very, very good.
Especially has a lot of hands-on learning stuff, I think.
Yeah, right. All right, Jeff, thank you. Hold on just a second, and we'll take care of you. I'm curious, Frank, when the last time was. If you're in Vero Beach, you're pretty close. You're, what, an hour or hour and a half away from Disney, right?
About an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. So what's the best thing about it from your point of view, and when was the last time you were there with your family?
Oh, about 6 months ago. And the best thing is you can't go there and not feel happy and have a great time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the things you talked about, it being clean and well-managed, well-run, there's no worries when you go. You can just relax, have a good time, and enjoy the people, too. All the different people, everybody's friendly, and you don't have to look over your shoulder and worry about who's sneaking up behind you.
It's a small world after all.
You know, that's actually a really good point. What is the crime like at Disney, I wonder? Because there is a Disney jail underneath. I wonder if
is there?
Yeah.
A Disney jail?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you that two of the theme parks in this area in Washington, D.C., one of them, that is the nicer one, had a problem with gangs and crime.
Really?
Years ago, and they were able to clean it up. But there's another one here closer to the Washington area.
Huh.
It's Thugville.
I know of one in New Jersey. I used to live in New Jersey.
Yeah, wow. I mean, for some reason, the thugs hang out at the theme parks.
So they want to have fun, too.
Sure.
Thugs want to have a good time.
Well,
crooks want to have a good time.
One group of thugs sees another group of thugs that's from cross town, and then all of a sudden you've got...
And there's thug warfare.
Right.
That's true. A lot of thugs work in the one in New Jersey.
And then the Disney cops come along and say, hey, having a good time? You're under arrest for the big
smile. Think about how weird it is. You've never seen that at Disney. No. I mean, have you? Have you ever
pickpockets.
Had a disturbance?
I've heard that there were problems in
but
some
But you've
of
never seen it. That's the thing.
Right.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Frank, good call. Thank you. Appreciate your input. 800-510-8255. We've celebrated Epcot now. A week from today, we just pointed out, was Halloween. Our poll on Friday at DougStephan.com. And over the weekend, you told us about what scary movie series you like the best. And it appears that other than 28% of you not liking scary movies, that's me! Let's see, 14% said they like the Halloween franchise, 13% Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, 10% Friday the 13th, 9% Saw, 8% Scream, and 18% liked Others. Others. What would be some of the others that would be scary movie series?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know of any, but I don't pay attention to this.
We've got the big ones named.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so here's this, the costume. Costumes and candy become a big part. I was appalled yesterday. Last night I came home and I went to the grocery store to get some things that I need for the 3 days I'm home before I go off on the road again. And there was a whole aisle, and it wasn't just candy. It was candy in like 10-pound boxes.
Oh, yeah. You have to get the big size.
Of everything. And when I, by the way, Jennifer, I went, your father and I got together on Saturday before we came over to the party.
The greatest moment of my weekend, by the way, when you guys came over dressed up.
Right, yeah, we were dressed up.
I had a little 60s party for my mom, but you had to come dressed in hippie attire, and Doug and my dad definitely showed up in full costume.
Well,
Doug was just wearing his corduroys and his turtleneck.
No, I wasn't wearing that. I had a wig on, though. Jennifer's father is a jokester, and there's a joke. There was a Halloween store in the mall where the CRN studios are, So we went in there, and your father bought us really ugly big afro. I mean, it was silly, and it was funny.
It
was, yeah, it was just, it was really silly. So he was determined to buy me a wig as well. So I don't know whether that picture is up or not yet, but we'll put it up at DougStephan.com. But it made me think about all of the things that go on. There is how seriously people take Halloween. The costumes of BlitzCon. Do you know this?
What is
BlitzCon?
That?
BlitzCon. This is a, I'm looking at some photos. BlizzCon, the annual gathering in Anaheim where fans celebrate the massively successful Warcraft, Starcraft, and Diablo franchises created by Blizzard Entertainment. And these costumes that these people are wearing are the fact that people spend the kind of money. You know, I think we had that video last week of the kid who was had a Transformer outfit on that he could change into a Chevy Camaro.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is all about. This whole thing, you ought to go to the BlizzCon website, Richie.
Is it Blizz or Blitz?
B-L-I-Z-Z. I think it's pronounced Blitz, but it's B-L-I-Z-Z-C-O-N.
Blizz.
And look at some of the
costumes.
C-O-N
or M?
C-O-N.
Oh, there it is. I have it.
As in conference. You know, like they have all these little these conventions and that sort of thing. There's a dentist in Ohio, story at DougStephan.com, offering cash and prizes when you bring him Halloween candy. He's offering $1 per pound because he wants to help his younger patients keep from going overboard with sweets. That's this guy is a smart tricky.
We've had dentists do this before.
Okay,
we have?
Let me tell you the greatest tip I just learned
about
Halloween candy. Because, you know, you don't want your kids to miss out, but you don't want them gorging on Halloween candy. So I was reading this article in the paper yesterday, and this lady lets her kids go out trick-or-treating. They get to come home. They get to have a couple pieces, sort everything, trade with brothers and sisters. And then that candy has to last them between now and Easter. She doesn't let them have any other things. She lets them just keep it where they want, and they have to have one a day or whatever it is between now and Easter, and that candy has to last.
Yeah, we do something similar, with the exception of after about a week, we just chuck it.
Chuck the candy?
Yeah, because they kind of forget about it after a week or so. The novelty of the whole Halloween thing is, so they get like, you know, one or two pieces a day.
What a waste.
No, it's not a waste.
I'd eat it if it were me.
Well, I mean, I might bring it into the office and people here at the office eat it or something like that. I mean,
the thing that's cool, though, if you do that, is then you don't have to buy or make junk food. You keep them healthy with everything else, and that's their treat every day, is their whatever Halloween candy.
We usually don't give them candy every day, though.
So this is a Mansfield, Ohio dentist offering cash and prizes. So you bring your excess candy to his office. His name is Craig Callen. You get $1 a pound. There's a 5-pound limit. And then you get a free toothbrush along with it. There's a drawing for 2 free bicycles as well.
I'm just going to hand out toothbrushes this year. What do you think?
Toothbrushes?
People get egged.
But instead of handing out candy, you give them toothbrushes.
Yeah, maybe I should do that instead.
Yeah.
Quick way to get my pumpkin smashed.
Yeah, well, you still, the pumpkin hasn't gotten, you don't have any frost out there. That's what's getting the pumpkins here, a little frost. And so these dentists have, with the award, a card that says, visit your dentist twice a year, brush your teeth, great preventive measures. Doing away with excess sweets would really give your teeth a healthy boost. Now, how many children are going to want to really eat
candy wafer up and a toothbrush?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not many.
All right, so
for my son, Sean, would you rather have money or candy?
Uh-huh.
He might go for that.
So how did we even get started with this? Why do we have to give him anything?
It's trick-or-treating. You can't make him the weird kid who doesn't
another Americanized holiday.
Right, exactly. Not even a holiday. It's just it's a religious, it's a grab at a pagan tradition.
It's another pagan holiday
that we've taken.
What kind of candy are you giving out this year is a poll today at DougStephan.com. Reese's Pieces, various chocolate candy bars, gum, non-chocolate candy, I don't know yet. Whatever is on sale next weekend. We don't give out candy on Halloween. Nobody comes here, so I don't have any candy. I'm way up. Jennifer's. So you live in a neighborhood Where there's probably a lot of kids that have a lot of rotten teeth, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So are you going to add to that? What are you giving?
Well, you know what? I decided this year I'm not buying candy until this weekend, and I'm going to buy stuff I don't like. And I usually overbuy. That's just my nature. I always have too much of everything. So I decided I'm going to buy 3 or 4 bags. When it's gone, it's gone.
The reason I started talking about your father is I went to his house and we were taking things out of the car. He'd just been to Best Buy or someplace, Costco, and he bought the biggest, most humongous bags of candy that I have seen.
Did he tell you why?
No.
Okay, so there's an issue now going on.
This
is that my dad's house was flooded a few months back, and so he's in this rental house. Well, we just found out that his neighborhood is very popular for Halloween. Like, people come in.
Yeah, they look like a residential. Yeah.
Well, people decorate their house. They have haunted yards.
Yeah, across the street. Did you see the house across the street, your father's?
It's nuts.
My God, the people are crazy there.
Yeah, they blow up cats. They have spiders. They
ridiculous. Richie, you wouldn't believe this house. Yeah.
This neighbor has been working on it every morning. He has workmen come in the morning and set everything up. So it's crazy. So my dad's now afraid that he's not going to have enough candy for this onslaught of children that will be coming to his neighborhood. So he's stocking up, I think.
I think you're right about that. All right, so anyway, the other story at DougStefan.com having to do with Halloween, this is a neighborhood with 6 blocks of lit pumpkins.
Cute.
They have a northern, Illinois town of Highwood. They have the jack-o'-lantern world record. They have 31,000 carved pumpkins lit in 6 blocks of neighborhoods. 31,000 carved pumpkins. The city estimated at 7:30 on Saturday, it had surpassed the Guinness Book of World Records mark for most jack-o'-lanterns lit at one time. The old record was 30,128.
Wow.
Now, who would have put the thought to this? Who in the world put thought and energy behind this? By the way, most of the people involved in this project are 11, 12, 13 years of age, according to the story. The parents have to be involved to a certain extent. But can you imagine? 32,000 carved pumpkins all lit up.
How do you afford 32,000 pumpkins?
I don't know.
We went to the pumpkin patch yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I want to support the local, probably landscaper lawn guy who's opened up a seasonal stand.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not paying $22 for a pumpkin.
The pumpkins are really expensive this year.
I went over to the Bloom and got almost as big of a pumpkin for $5.
Yeah, but they're pretty expensive. I've noticed that. I saw a special that was someplace, 2 pumpkins for $20.
I mean,
and my friend Tommy Hansen, who grows pumpkins usually coming out of his ears, is sold out. Before Halloween.
I should get into business because we don't have a pumpkin shortage on the West Coast like you guys do on the East Coast.
Well, I felt bad. I had to tell a guy, I'm not paying $22 for a pumpkin.
That's a lot of money.
Thanks a lot. See you later. Yeah, it was a big pumpkin, but still.
Yep. Well, it's nice. Some people adore pumpkins and they want to have lots of them around. And so, listen. Whatever.
32,000 to be exact.
Yeah. Whatever turns you on there, Fred. It's 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the #1 pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Freeze-dry guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rather redundant riff, Rich. Where'd this come from?
No, it's kind of like workout music.
Is it?
Yeah, a workout video.
Uh-huh. All right. 53, actually,
you know
54.
Song. You know the song. Hold on.
After the hour. Are you going to find out what it is, or do I get to go to the technology tailor?
You go to the technology tailor, and I'll show you in a minute.
All right. You going to show me?
Yeah.
This is radio. How are you going to show me?
Because you'll hear
it.
I'm going
to show you, homie.
Yeah, show me, homie. Show me, homie. Yeah. So, one wonders if taking notes with pen and paper is as enjoyable as recording them on a portable tech gadget. Remember I told you the story, I was at a board meeting at Heidelberg, I don't know, last year at one point in time, and two of the people who are on the administrative staff have iPads,
mm-hmm.
and they're writing on the iPad.
Right.
And I think I said to Richie, I don't understand how does this happen. I'm getting into my iPad, but I didn't see, is there an app you have to download, or is it on all of them?
No, you download an app.
Download an app, mm-hmm. and you write on it, and it holds on, so you don't have to use any paper.
It turns your notes into text. That's right.
All right. So this is something that's very cool, and Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, thinks that you ought to know more about it, so he'll tell us next year on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
I attended a conference last week and I took a lot of notes. On paper, with a pen. In fact, you know what I realized? That I love writing on good paper with a nice pen. Now, there were people all around me tap, tap, tapping their computer keyboard. Oh, the touch typers and their MacBooks were in full effect. But I was sitting there with my pen and my Moleskine notebook and enjoying several days worth of written notes. Now, I must say, I also recorded the sessions electronically, and I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. I used my iPad. But the point here is that Moleskine notebooks are delicious to write on. They come in all shapes and sizes with lined paper, graph paper, and blank pages. The covers are predominantly leather, though the thinner notebooks are paperbacked and sold in packs of three. You can buy them online at Amazon.com or go to your local Barnes & Noble bookstores to see them for yourself. Tomorrow, audio recordings on your iPhone or iPad. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality, classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is the perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for that perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com. And use the code DUG10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Other tech news, Sprint, Richie, has canceled its unlimited data plans for all devices other than mobile phones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why would they have, they must be losing their butts, that's right.
They're advertising it like crazy on television, so much so that I'm thinking about switching from AT&T to Sprint to get the unlimited mobile, because they're cheaper than AT&T.
Yeah, but they canceled their data plans for all the devices, except for mobile phones.
Huh. Yeah, they're getting eaten up.
Google is working on its own music download store that will have integration with the social network. They have Google Plus.
Now that pesky Jobs guy is gone, we can move in on him.
Yeah, right.
iTunes.
Right, yeah. Good luck on that. 59 after on Good Day.